Adam. Now, how did he name the animal?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the popular witnessing booklet, What Really Happened to the Dinosaurs? Ken, I've even had Christians tell me that there's no way Adam could have named all the animals in just one day, as Genesis chapter 2 teaches. Now, do you have an answer to that claim?
Well, first of all, Adam didn't have to name all the animals. He only had to name certain groups of land animals that God brought to him. For instance, the creeping things aren't listed in the groups he named. And second, Adam didn't have to name as many animals as people might think. For instance, even though today we have many varieties of dogs, all these creatures belong to the one dog kind. Thus, Adam would only need one name for them. And there are far fewer kinds of animals than species or varieties. And third, the language in Genesis actually reads that Adam named all kinds of animals. He didn't necessarily name every group. Lastly, Adam was highly intelligent with a perfect brain. He could have named lots of animals quickly with no problem remembering their names. You know, we can trust the Bible's account of creation in Genesis, and we can believe that God created everything in 6 days, just as it states.
Can we also trust the Bible when it says that the sun was created after the earth? That teaching goes directly against the Big Bang theory. Dr. Jason Lyle, one of our staff scientists, has written an easy-to-understand booklet, available free on our website, on this fascinating topic. The booklet's free at AnswersRadio.com. AnswersRadio.com.